Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. In case you haven't heard, as of a few months ago, small claims for copyright issues have become a little easier to process. And we've invited our next guest to help us understand what this means. Doug Lineberry is an attorney with Burr Foreman, and he joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Doug, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike. Great to be here.
Now, first of all, tell us a little bit about your practice, and I'm assuming that you stay busy with intellectual property issues.
I do. I actually handle patents, trademarks, copyrights, and basically documentation that relates to those forms of intellectual property.
Were you surprised about the small claims change that has happened at the Copyright Office?
You know, not really. It's been something that's sort of been percolating for a while. There has been a lot of move to make it easier on folks to be able to handle their copyright claims and to have a more streamlined process.
Well, tell us a little bit more about this Copyright Claims Board and what is new with the small claims.
Sure. The Copyright Claims Board is not yet in effect. We're hoping that people will be able to have these claims heard starting on December 27th, 2021. There is the potential for it to be delayed until June 2022 if the copyright registrar deems that necessary. But what we hope will work out of this will be a very user-friendly process. And that is much easier for just the man or woman on the street to come into a situation and say, hey, my copyrights are being infringed, or I think someone's taking action with my works that they should not be. A good thing about this, though, is that it will be less of a formal process that will not have formal motions unless they're requested. They're also going to cap money damages at $30,000. This really is a small chunk of what you might be able to recover in a federal case, which can be up to $150,000 per work infringed. It's going to be voluntary. You can choose whether you bring your claims in the CCB or you can file a federal suit. You can also be able to waive out of it. If someone brings in a CCB action, you can have the ability to remove it. Another great thing, and this is something that a lot of folks really wanted a mechanism to help address, is that there will be safeguards against abusive practices. And by that, we mean that if someone brings claims in bad faith, think copyright trolls, just to use the vernacular for that, there will be a way for the CCB to essentially ban these bad faith parties from filing any new matters for up to a year. So if these folks who try to go out and make a living basically shaking people down for copyright infringement claims, if this is determined by the CCB, they can actually be banned for it. That's a good thing. They may also limit the number of cases the party can file in a year. So they are taking some, I think, very proactive steps to help streamline the process, but also to aim it so that it is more for the small business person, the professional consumer, to be able to take advantage of it. The decisions will be posted online. Interestingly, they're not going to be precedential, meaning that a first decision will not have an impact on a second decision. It'll be interesting to see if that maintains throughout the course of the CCB actions. Typically, precedent is a good way to understand what came about in the law before, basically to gauge what might happen in actions as they happen out.
What will the costs be? Have they published those in order to come before the Copyright Claims Board? Will you need to bring an attorney with you?
Great question, Mike. And as of yet, they have not. Setting the fees is actually something that hopefully we implemented by that December date, or hopefully no later than the June date if things are backed up. But no, you would not need an attorney. You would be able to go in and essentially, to be a more streamlined process, they've done away with a lot of the formalities that one sees in federal court. So no, you would not need an attorney to participate.
When would you recommend to people that it would be appropriate for them to venture through this particular avenue for relief?
For a small business owner, whenever you see that someone has potentially infringed your copyrights, you know, if they've lifted something off your website, such as an audio piece, writing, pictures, etc. Copyright is a very broad protection. I think a lot of people misunderstand exactly how broad it is. You know, it can cover everything from technical drawings to whole designs of ships to software code. And so if someone feels that another party is unfairly taking advantage of their work or copying it or making copies of it, that would be an inclination that they need to look at the CCB process.
Well, Doug, thank you so much for spending time with us today. Please keep us posted on when this board will be up and running.
Excellent. Thank you, Mike. I'll do that.
Doug Lineberry is a partner at the Burr Foreman Law Firm. He spoke to us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have a link to the Copyright Claims Board posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.